With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's interest in the U.S. acquiring Greenland continues facing serious blowback from some longtime American allies, including the Europeans and our neighbor to the north, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney.
The future of Greenland, decisions about the future of Greenland, are for Greenland and Denmark to decide. And the security of Greenland. Security is first and foremost for them, but very much falls within the responsibilities of NATO.
Carney speaking with Canada's CTV network. European Union countries threaten retaliatory tariffs if President Trump makes good on his threat to slap them with higher tariffs over the Greenland issue. Mr. Trump says Russia and China in particular covet the resource-rich island, which is essential to U.S. national security. Spanish rescue crews desperately search for survivors at the scene of a deadly high-speed train collision that killed at least 39 people in southern Spain.
Video footage released by the Guardia Civil shows rescue workers evacuating the injured as they investigate the rubble. The collision occurred when the tail end of a train traveling between Malaga and Madrid with some 300 passengers went off the rails near Cordoba at 7:45 p.m. Spanish time. It slammed into a train coming from Madrid to Huelva, another southern Spanish city, according to rail operator Adif. The Spanish Red Cross has set up a health center in the town of Adamuz near the crash site, offering assistance to emergency services and people seeking information. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. financial markets, and that includes Wall Street, are closed today for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a federal holiday. Following losses on Friday and for the week, the Dow reopens tomorrow at 49,359. This is SRN News. Two biggest nations on earth are unfriendly to Christians.
Some say the future belongs to India and China because they represent more than one-third of the global population. But they also both appear on the Open Doors U.S. World Watch list this year, an annual ranking of nations where religious persecution is the worst. India comes in number 12 overall thanks to a Hindu nationalist majority that persecutes Christians. China is number 17 for its constant persecution and repression of believers. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitic vandals have attacked the ruins of a synagogue destroyed last year by the California wildfires. Someone spray-painted anti-Semitic slogans on the rubble of the Pasadena Jewish Temple. Rabbi David Englund says this was a deliberate act of hate meant to intimidate a Jewish community already rebuilding after last year's fire, and it comes at a time when anti-Semitism is already at unprecedented levels. This is SRN News. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says sending active-duty soldiers to Minnesota for an immigration crackdown is ridiculous and unconstitutional, even as anti-ICE protests grow increasingly disruptive. Protests have been ongoing since the Department of Homeland Security began enforcing federal immigration law. President Trump had threatened to invoke the Insurrection Act, as other presidents have done, to quell rioting and to enforce federal law. Meanwhile, some postal workers marched against ICE over the weekend, and some hotels, protesters say, housed ICE agents are not accepting reservations. Hackers have disrupted Iranian state TV, airing footage supporting the exiled crown prince. The footage calls for security forces not to point your weapons at the people. This comes amid ongoing nationwide protests and a crackdown that's left at least 3,900 people dead. More details, SRNNews.com.